بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We continue with our kitab Islamul Aqaid, the reformation of our beliefs, correction of our beliefs. The next chapter we are continuing what is fortune telling. Muslims do not believe in fortune telling. Anyone who claims to have such knowledge of the future is a liar and is deceiving people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, no one in the heavens and earth knows the unseen except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us not to visit fortune tellers. The salah of one who goes to a soothsayer and ask him for some information and believes what he says will not be accepted for 40 days. He who goes to a soothsayer and believes what he says has denied what was revealed to Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam has on this basis made unlawful the following things. That is, making decisions on the throwing of bones, card reading, palm reading, crystal ball reading, going to fortune tellers and callers and caravan gypsies, following horoscopes and studying astrology, reading the stars and dates of birth to foretell future events. The next chapter is with regard to magic, that is black magic. Islam prohibits and condemns the practice of magic, witchcraft and visiting the Sangomas to harm others. A Muslim who practices black magic or instructs the Sangoma or magician to do so leaves the fold of Islam. It is strictly prohibited to ever visit a magician. The next thing in the next chapter is charms, beads and omens. It is forbidden to wear beads, strips of leather, seashells, certain stones, charms with unknown writing within it, etc., with the belief that it will protect one from evil spirits, jealousy and black magic. To take ill omens from certain things, places or people who are dead or alive is also forbidden. Example, if a black cat is crossing the road in front of you, then you take a bad omen that something evil is going to happen, or the number 13, we regard it as an unlucky number. An eclipse occur, then we think that it is a bad occasion. A mirror breaking, and ancestral omens, etc. Shaitan, the devil, and evil jinnat spirits sometimes take the form of one's ancestors in dreams or visions, and require certain rituals or sacrifices to be performed in their name. This should be totally ignored. No soul or spirit can linger in this world or come back from the grave to taunt or trouble any human being. The next chapter is dedicating an animal to those besides Allah Ta'ala. Dedicating an animal to anyone besides Allah Ta'ala is totally forbidden. Example, slaughtering an animal in the name of an idol, a certain saint, ancestors, etc. Slaughtering an animal in the name of any being besides Allah Ta'ala is also haram. Example, for the dead spirits of the ancestors, etc. Muslims should do things only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim must never ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeking help from the spirits of the ancestors. That is taking help from the Sangomas and witch doctors, etc.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil lazeen astafa amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, last night the 27th para was recited in Tarawih Salah, where Allah Ta'ala continues explaining the conditions of the previous nations, how Allah gave them strength, might, power, etc. But instead of using it in the obedience of Allah, they must use it. They disobeyed the commands of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. We'll just try and catch up with where we left off yesterday, Surah Hujurat. Here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the great honor of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and similarly, consequently, the important aspects and adab relating to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Hazrat Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Bayanul Quran, in the Hashya, in Masail Suluk, has mentioned that these are relating, these adabs and etiquettes and respects are relating with regard to one Shaykh as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of Iman, that don't step and don't go ahead of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters. In other words, don't be ahead of your Shaykh, your elders, etc. Have total respect. Allah Ta'ala says, don't raise your voices in front of them, and like how you're talking to your friends, etc., because you won't realize, أَنْتَحْبَتَ عَمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, that you came to gain goodness, and you came to get spirituality and closeness to Allah, but you are destroying your iman without learning the proper etiquettes and respect. From this also we learn that we should learn the adabs and etiquettes and respects when going to the elders, especially our mashayikh, our shaykh, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that those people who lower their voices in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam, these are the people that Allah ta'ala has tested them with iman, and Allah ta'ala has put taqwa in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you go to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and similarly to your Shaykh, then make sabr, don't go and call him out, and that your work is important. No, you should wait until they come out of their homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains important social etiquettes and character. Yet if somebody bring any news to you, then don't just pass it on. Especially today, the evil of social media, etc. Any message come without investigating and without finding out is it true or not, you just pass it on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a sign of stupidity and ignorance, that you will regret that you have passed on the wrong message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that if people, two groups have got an argument, a dispute, how to sort out the matter between the two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, that all believers are brothers of one another. So reconcile with one another and be good and kind and inculcate taqwa so that Allah's mercy can come down. Don't have unnecessary dissension and unnecessary disputes amongst yourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how to avoid this. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amnu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin, that O people of Iman, don't degrade or don't think low of one another, because the person that you might be thinking low of him, he in the eyes of Allah has got a very high status. And especially amongst women, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned particularly also that you know the one woman should not think low of another woman, that you don't know what the status is theirs in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And avoid calling one another with bad names, nicknames that they don't like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is all sinful. And a person who doesn't make tawbah, Allah ta'ala says he is a great oppressor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us another great evil in society and his spiritual disease, ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann, save yourself from abundance of thinking bad of others. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, our great dada shaykh, used to say that this is such a stupid sin that on a day of Qiyamah you'll have to present 70 proofs. You don't even have one proof of thinking evil of a person. Rather, if you think good of that person, you'll already get reward. Even if you see somebody going into a bar, for example, and you know he's a habitual drinker, but at that moment you think that no, today he's going in for the bar to ask some time, or he wants some ice, etc., or he wants to make a phone call, there's a public phone there, you will get reward. And even if he committed evil, you'll be safe from that. So don't unnecessarily think bad of people. Allah Ta'ala says that thinking bad is a great sin. And then don't spy upon one another unnecessarily. And then, وَلَا يَقْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, don't lead to backbiting about one another. And this is such a terrible crime. Allah Ta'ala says, يُحِبُّ هَجُكْمَ يَقُولَ لَحْمَ أَخِي مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. If somebody puts a dead body of your brother and tells you, eat it, then you say, hey, how can I do this? But when we go backbiting, myself, first of all, I should ponder, and we all should think that how we enjoy this backbiting. Allah Ta'ala says, all this will come right, وَاتَّقُوا. When you inculcate taqwa, in other words, you go to the mashayikh for your Islam, and you make tawbah, and you beg Allah Ta'ala for His mercy to forgive you. Allah Ta'ala further says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرِ وَأُنْثَى. That, O people, we have created you from male and female, and we have made you into different tribes and different nations. Not that you have a status that the one is above the other. I am an Arab, I am a Pathan, etc. No, Allah Ta'ala says, لِتَعَارَفُ, to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. Look how Allah Ta'ala has created you in different nations. And if you want any status, then remember, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable amongst you are those who have got the most taqwa. And thus you will only know when you leave this world. You can't make a claim in this world already. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, and remember, don't claim that you have got iman. You have just entered the fold of Islam. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. You will have to work till iman penetrates the heart and the crevices of your heart, and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala settles in the heart. And this will come when you continuously obeying the commands of Allah and following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reality will unfold when Malakul Maut comes to you. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, then don't have any doubt in the deen of Allah, and strive with your wealth and your health in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. These are the truthful servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And when you're doing this, then yamunnuna alayka naslamu. Don't make ihsan jatlana and think that I am doing a favor, that I am going out in the path of Allah, I'm going to my sheikh, I became bad, I'm doing a favor. No, it is actually Allah's favor upon you. Kulla tamunnu alayya islamakum. Allah guided you, Allah gave you tawfiq. Then that is why so beautifully the pious servant say, ye qadam utte nahi utaye jaate hain. Hum aaye nahi, hum laaye gaye. That your feet hasn't been lifted on its own, it has been lifted by Allah Ta'ala. You didn't come here on your own, Allah Ta'ala guided us. So never think that I did a favor, I went to that gathering, so I increased the numbers, etc. Or I did a favor to my Shaykh. Allah Ta'ala says, it is Allah Ta'ala's favor upon you that Allah has guided you to iman. In the next surah, Surah Qaf, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us again the great honor of the Quran al-Kareem. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us with regard to the day when Allah Ta'ala will resurrect us. And don't be like the non-believers who does believe and they can't understand it, how Allah Ta'ala will raise us and bring us back to life. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like the previous nation. They just believed in Allah and they did not appreciate the favors of Allah. Allah destroyed them. Allah says, وَلَكَرْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ وَنَعْلَهُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ إِنِّي نَفْسُ. We created you and we know exactly what is going through your mind. We know all the whispers of shaitan, all the evil things you are thinking and cooking in your mind. We know everything because وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein. Your jugular vein is that vein of life. But we are more closer to you than that also. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that we've got such a check over you. مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ خَوْلِ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقَيْبُ نَتِيدٍ. We got the malaika, such security guard. Whatever word you utter, it is written down and you will see tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And remember, the reality of death is going to come. And that time when death comes, then sakarat, the pangs of death, it's not an easy thing. Prepare for that. Instead of being worried or preparing for big buildings and properties, worry of the time of sakarat and prepare for that. And the day of Qiyamah, very soon the trumpet will be blown. And then you'll be driven to the plains of Qiyamah. Saiq wa shaheed, what a angel with you. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, don't be unmindful of this. When the reality opens up, then your eyeballs will turn and they'll become like hard steel. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that all the oppressors, they'll be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains that the fire of Jahannam, how vast it is. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ. When it is asked to Jahannam, are you full? It will say, is there more people to come? Allahu Akbar. This is such a beautiful verse that in Germany many years in a university there was an assignment that who can give a statement explaining the vastness of any place. One student of Allama Tantawi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote this ayat, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ جهنم علمت لا تي ودخول علم مزيد. That if you want to know the vastness of any place, Jahannam said, is there more place? And he won the first prize in this. After all, the kitab of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you don't inculcate the fear of Allah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will have a very wretched ending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see how we have created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and does it not tire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least? But Allah ta'ala shows you how to plan your important aspects of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in preparing for the hereafter, people will pass remarks and you'll have to go through difficult conditions. First be, you just make sabr and wasabbi bihamdi rabbi qabla tului shamsi wa qabla al-ghurub. You engage in tasbih in the morning, in the evening, and wamin al-layli fasabbih wa adbar as-sujood. In the evening also you engage in your sajdas and making tasbih. In other words, be punctual on your salah and your zikr, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the next surah, Surah Zariyat, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the events with regard to Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, following the footsteps of the pious servants of Allah, the muttaqeen, they will be fi jannati wa uyun, in beautiful gardens and beautiful fountains they'll be enjoying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are such people, kanu qaleelan min al-layli ma yahjaun wa bil ashari hum yastaghfirun. In the day they were worried of guiding themselves and the people, at night they were making they kept awake in ibadat in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very little did they sleep, they engaged in tahajjud, in talawat, in zikr, in crying and making dua. And when the time of fajr came to an end, the time of sahri was ending, they were not proud that we engaged in ibadat, rather they were making istighfar and tawbah, that oh Allah, please forgive us, we did not fulfill the rites of this ibadat, and where we can recognize you, O Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim al-Mukramin, do you know about that incident of the honorable guest of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah sent the malaika to give him glad tidings that Allah is going to bless him with offspring in his old age. When his wife heard this, she was shocked. When these guests came, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which one of his outstanding qualities and of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was to honor their guests and to serve them, immediately he went and prepared food for them, not realizing that these are malaika. When he prepared a beautiful lamb for them and he told them, eat, they said, we are not human beings, we are angels. Then they gave him great tidings, وَبَشَّرُوا بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ, Allah is going to bless you with a very learned young son. Then his wife came from the side and she was in parda and she said, I am an old lady, my husband is so old. They said, قَالُوا كَذَلِكَ. This is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is decreed. Allah ta'ala is full of, knowledge, and Allah ta'ala is most wise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the 27th para that Allah ta'ala says, take a lesson from the previous nations, and we have sent you here to gain the marifah, the recognition of Allah, and that is how you become obedient to Allah. And how easy is it to gain the recognition? Through the guidance of the pious servants, they will teach you to open the eyes of the heart. And what you see now, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِي وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Then when you look at the skies, you say, ah, how Allah ta'ala has spread the skies, how Allah has made it so beautiful. You'd say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. When you look at the earth, وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. Look how Allah has spread the earth. Allah Ta'ala says, show us better carpet layers than Allah. Allah has laid the earth like a carpet. Allahu Akbar. That's why Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali used to walk barefoot. He says, when Allah said, وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ, Allah has spread the carpet on the earth, how can I walk on Allah's carpet with my shoes? Allah Ta'ala in that honor used to make all the dirt move away from his pathway. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further says, when you realize this, then you have no option but just to become a die-hard lover of Allah. And the sign of this is, فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ, run away from all your evil and all your different attractions, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the obedience of Allah, to the azmat and the greatness and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, when you do this, you bring it in your life and you feel the enjoyment, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَوْ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now remind others also, and never ever have this attitude and say it doesn't help reminding others, they don't learn, they won't take heed. Then you are saying a statement against the grain of Quran, of Qurani Kareem. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Haki Maktoum Sahib Rahmatullah, he says this is almost like a statement of kufr, that Allah is saying reminder is beneficial and you say it's not beneficial, and first of all you are the first believer, so when you are reminding anybody else, realize that it is a reminder for yourself first. Your mouth is closest to your ear is closest to your mouth, so take a lesson yourself, and a reminder is definitely beneficial. Hakimul Ummat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, for example, you reminding somebody, you advising nicely that don't smoke, it's a bad habit, etc. If you tell him 10 times, he doesn't listen, you say, now why must I tell him? And you stop telling him and he carries on his evil habit, he says, how foolish are you? You have stopped a good action and you left him to carry on an evil action. You continue making dua and tell him in a nice way. And then Allah Ta'ala reminds us, why did Allah send us here? Not to pass our time and get involved in sports and idle pursuits, etc. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have created the jinn and mankind only for the worship of Allah. And your Rayisul Mufassirin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas says, it means لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah. And what is the sign of recognition of Allah? That you will become a die-hard slave. Abdiyat will come into you. And you will remain in the obedience of Allah all the time. Allah Ta'ala says, when you do this, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنُمْ بِرِزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَيُّتِمُونَ. Allah says, we don't expect you that you have to go out and earn your rizq. You have to make the obedience, you be in the obedience of Allah. Very little effort you have to make as far as your rizq is concerned, to show that you are the servant of Allah. Like how Allah Ta'ala showed Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam when she was pregnant. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزِ النَّخْلَةِ تُصَافِدْ عَلَيْكِ رُتَّبًا جَنِيًا. You just take that kajur tree we have made for you, and you see how your rizq will fall. So we have to make a little effort. Don't get so involved in our earning our livelihood that we forget our ibadat, we forget our obedience to Allah. We have turned the tables and we expect Allah's rahmat must come down. We have to put the horse in front of the cart again. That is, come to the servitude of Allah, and Allah will make our rizq easy. Allah says, Inna Allah huwa razzaq. Allah is the one who feeds, and Allah doesn't just give you a sustenance. Razzaq is from the word tarziq. What is yours, Allah will make sure it goes into your mouth and down into your throat and into your digestive system. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is most powerful. You turn to Allah. In the next surah, Surah 2, Allah Ta'ala again explains with regard to the events of Qiyamah, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that you fasbiru awla tasbiru, that you just make sabr. If you're not prepared to make sabr, then you'll have a bad result. Be like the pious servants. They made sabr, they continued in the obedience of Allah. The end result was al-muttaqina fi jannati wa na'im, that the pious servants, Allah says, we have prepared beautiful gardens and honorable places for them, enjoyments and blessings. فَاكِهِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. All different types of fruit which Allah Ta'ala has presented for them, and Allah has saved them from the fire of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala will tell them in honor, قُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيًّا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, that eat now with enjoyment and pleasure because you did good deeds in the world. They will be resting on beautiful armchairs, studded up, pearled armchairs. وَذَوَدْ نَوْ بِهُورِينَ in. We will marry them to the beautiful hoods and damsels of Jannat. And if they made an effort on their families and their children also brought iman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتُمْ زُرِّيَّتُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ زُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. That we will raise their family also, their wives, their children, all their family members on the same pedestal in Jannah. Even if their children did not do so much effort of deen, but they had iman, then Allah Ta'ala says, in honor, we'll gather all the family together. So this is just a little separation when our dear ones pass away. We feel hurt, but realize they gone to the Jannah. Very soon we're going to meet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explained that how they will be served with one young lad, that will be serving them with beautiful goblets of wine, and these lads will look like pearls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they'll be talking to one another, that how they spend their time in this world. They say, call inna kunna qablu fi alina mushfikin, we were fearful in the world, we stayed away from sun, and we were worried whether Allah is going to accept our deeds or not. Allah ta'ala says, we did a great favor, we accepted them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, remember, take a heed what the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. He is not a magician. He is not a fortune teller. Wala majnoon ali azubillah. He is not a mad man. He has come to show us the right path. So realize from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also that they have come to show us the right path. Let us follow in that path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that look at how Allah ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth. Bring firm yaqeen and realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our great creator and sustainer and nourisher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in order to carry on and love in this world, wasbi li hukmi rabbik, you just make sabr on the command of Allah. In other words, under all circumstances, whether you feeling enjoyment, no enjoyment, you just obey the commands of Allah. And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry of the taunts of people. And similarly, those that follow in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and guide others also, don't worry. فَإِنَّكَ بِعَيُنِنَا, you are in our eyes all the time. We are watching you, and we will take care of you. And if people cause harm to you, وَصَبِّ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, you don't worry of combating them. You just remain in the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. In the next surah, Surah Najm, consequently Allah ta'ala explains the great honor and position and the lofty status Allah granted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala took him to such a lofty stage on the occasion of Mi'raj, which we should have firm belief that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in body and soul, Allah ta'ala took him from this great honorable journey. And then Allah ta'ala says, see what a high position we gave him. فَقَانَ قَابَ قُسَيْنِ وَعَدِنَا, he was just one or two hands very close to Allah, where even Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not reach that position. That was the position of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be very grateful, we in the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honor and praise our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read durood. And Allah ta'ala says, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught you, فَوْهَا إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْهَا, we reveal to him, he is whatever he saw was absolutely true. And whatever he uttered, whatever he told you, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, he doesn't utter anything from his own desire. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, don't turn to anybody besides Allah. And this is not the world, أَمْلِلْ إِنسَانِ مَا تَمَنَّىٰ, that your desires will get fulfilled in this world. No, that is the year after. There your desires will get fulfilled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says everything in the heavens and the earth belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you, if you stay away from major sins and shameless deeds, Allah ta'ala will wipe out all your sins by you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And when you're doing this, then don't think that you are very pious. Allah ta'ala knows you from the time of your inception. فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنْفُسَهُمْ, don't have this holier than thou attitude that I go to the khanqa, I am a big sheikh, I am a khalifa. Allah says, no, هُوَ عَلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى, Allah knows who is really pious, that will come out on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how Allah ta'ala has created you. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَىٰ, that insan will get whatever he made an effort for. If you made an effort for dunya, Allah will give you the little patterns of this dunya according to how much Allah desires. But if you made an effort for akhirah, وَأَنَّ سَعَيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَىٰ, very soon you'll see the results of your effort. When Malakul Maut already come, you'll be happy and see what an effort I made. And you'll be extremely happy. And Allah says, ثُمَّ يَزَعُ جَزَعُ الْأَوْفَىٰ, then we'll give you the full reward. This world is not the place of getting reward. This is Darul Amal. Reward is the year after. Darul Akhirah is the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we've got full control. We created you and we even got control of your emotions. وَأَنَّهُ وَعَدَكَ وَعَدَكَ, Allah makes you laugh, Allah makes you cry. It's not your big palaces and your outward buildings and your bank balances. Many people are extremely rich, but they are suffering depression. They don't have time to laugh. They're in misery. Many people are living in outwardly dire straits, where small shanties, but they are happy all the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, turn to Allah. Allah ta'ala will keep you happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next surah, Surah Qamar, Allah ta'ala explains that the time for the hour, Qiyamah is very near. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon, was showing his finger to the moon. Already that time the sign of Qiyamah has come. So what are you wasting your time? Prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Don't be like the previous nations. They falsify the Anbiya. That is Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, the nation of Ad, Hud alayhi salatu wa salam, Samud. Allah Ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِ وَنُذُرِ. Don't you see how our punishments came, our warnings came to them? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَعَلْمِ مُدَّكِينَ. We have revealed this Quran to you. We made it very easy to take a lesson, that you learn how to read Quran. You repeat it. It's easy to recite Quran. And if you learn from the men of Allah how to understand Quran, then Quran Sharif is very easy. So make your life the Quran Sharif. Don't make your life the secular world, and you get involved in secular education and you don't take heed of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِسَّاتُ مُعِدُمْ وَسَّاتُ عَدَوْا عَمَرْ. That very soon the butter hour of Qiyamah is going to come, and that is not an easy time if you haven't prepared for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who have prepared, you'll see, Allah إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَنَهَرْ. The pious servants of Allah, they'll be in beautiful gardens, fountains will be flowing, and what a honorable position Allah will give them. فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ إِنَّ مَلِيكِ مُقْتَدِرْ. That true, honorable, high position, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those pious servants who made an effort, it is mentioned, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah Ali, when he passed away, when somebody saw him in a dream, they said, Hazrat, how did it go with you? He read this ayat, فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ إِنَّ مَلِيكِ مُقْتَدِرْ. That Allah gave me this honorable, high position. His great disciple, Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah Ali, when someone saw him in a dream when he passed away, he also read the same ayat. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah Ali also read the same ayat, فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ إِنَّ مَلِيكِ مُقْتَدِرْ. Allah gave us this honorable, true position. So if we make an effort in the same line, Allah inshallah grant us also that high position without deserving it in the least. But and how to make this effort? Allah Ta'ala says in the next surah, Ar-Rahman. Allah is very merciful. Gain the marifat of Allah. Where you will gain the marifat of Allah? فَصَلْ بِي خَبِيرًا. جَوْ بَا خَبَرَ. Those who know about Allah, sit in their company and open your heart and gain the marifat of Allah. Then you realize, عَلَّمَ Al-Quran. Allah has given us the greatest knowledge, which is knowledge of Quran. Give preference to Quranic education. Today we are becoming very negligent in this field, and we are giving more honor and respect to people of secular knowledge, and we see what is happening in the world. Allah then explains how Allah created us, and from this also we learn Allah has taught us Quran out of His kindness. So when we teach Quran also, ulama-i-kiram that are teaching Quran, they should teach what the kindness, what the quality of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in harshness and scare the students so they run away. We should make the students feel comfortable that this is the kitab of mercy. And then Allah ta'ala explains all His ni'mat, how Allah ta'ala created the heavens, the earth, all how Allah ta'ala created us. And after every few ayat, Allah ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of Allah ta'ala can you falsify? Immediately a person should say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ لَا بِشَيْمِ نَعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ نُكَذِّبْ. That, oh Allah, we bring iman in you. We cannot falsify any of your ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you do this and you bring the fear of Allah ta'ala in your heart, وَلِمَنْ خَافُ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Those who have got the fear of Allah out of love, that we have to stand in front of Allah, for them there is two jannat. Allah Ma'alusi Baghdadi rahmatullah has mentioned, جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِهُدُورِ الْمَوْلَى وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. One jannat in this world that you'll be in the presence of Allah, thinking of Allah ta'ala all the time. And when you come to akhirat and you meet Allah, what a ecstasy you will be in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prepare for that time. And don't you realize, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. If somebody good does good to you, shouldn't you be too doing good in return? So Allah is our Muhsin Haqiqi, doing good every split moment. Shouldn't we in return be good to Allah? And Allah doesn't need our goodness, it is for our own benefit that we obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah ta'ala's name is so blessed, which is so great and so honorable. So you also make the zikr of the name of Allah, you'll become blessed and honorable. In the next surah, Surah Waqia, Allah ta'ala reminds us that frightening event that's going to take place is our waqatil waqia. That is the frightening event of the day of Qiyamah. Whoever can falsify, let them falsify, but it's going to happen. And the names of the day of Qiyamah also is Khafidatul Rafia. That day that was lower people, disgraced people. In this world, people thought, I'm Lord so and so, I'm Sir so and so, I'm this minister and that minister, and you didn't obey Allah's command, Allah will disgrace you and make you very low. And Rafia, people that look very ordinary and simple, pious servants of Allah, Allah, Allah will raise them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see, you will get two groups there. For Ashabul Maymana, Ma Ashabul Maymana. That the people of the right hand, who are the people of the right hand? And the people of the left hand, that is the people who get the books of deeds in the left hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, and the people of the right hand was sabiqun or sabiqun, ulaika al-mukarrabun. There are three groups, that those are the who made effort and went very early and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the very close servants of Allah. They will be in beautiful gardens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Although Allah ta'ala says they will be enjoying beautiful armchairs and resting there. Allah ta'ala says in front of their spouses they will be looking at one another. Young beautiful lads will be serving them with beautiful goblets, beautiful drinks. They won't give them headaches and they won't have any the intoxicants, etc. And what beautiful fruit, whatever desire, beautiful birds and the beautiful chickens that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them. Wahurun in and beautiful hoor of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like pearls Allah Ta'ala has prepared them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Jannah, you won't hear any idle talk, you won't hear any talk of sinful things. Illa qailan salaman salama. You'll only hear salam, peace all the time. Ashabul Yameen, the people of the right hand who get the books of deed of their in their right hand, they'll have beautiful fruits, beautiful bananas, laden, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says full glasses of goblets of wine, of water, etc. Fatiat in Kathira, plenty of fruits, la maktua wa la mamnua, it will never ever get finished, there's no out of season. Allah Ta'ala says, what beautiful carpets will be laden for them, inna ansha nauna insha, and we have prepared for them beautiful women that we have prepared, fajal nauna karan, that all the time they'll be virgins, and they'll be in the same age, although very young and beautiful, but they will be matured in mind, and they will enjoy themselves, they'll have the art of making love also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the people of Shimal, those who get the books of deeds in their left hand. Fi samumi wa amin, they'll be in the fire of Jannam. They'll get boiling pus to drink there, and they won't have any comfort and any ease in that condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a lesson and see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. Afraitu ma tumnun, did you create yourself, or we've created you from the droplet of sperm? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you see that afraitu ma tarusun antum tarawna, are you letting your crops go, or are you just putting the seed, and who's making the crops grow and germinate? Allah Ta'ala says, who sends down water for you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because very soon a frightening time will come. Read the Quran Kareem, which is very honorable, with total respect, not without wuzu, etc. Have respect, and when the time comes, farohu wa rayhan wa jannatu na'im, that those people, when they falolaiza balagatil hulkum, when their soul reaches their throat, now all the doctors in the world won't able to help them, all the hakeems won't able to help them. Allah Ta'ala says we are close to them, but they won't able to see us. But those people who prepared from my inkana min al-mukarrabin, the close servants of Allah, they'll be in beautiful gardens, and beautiful bouquets will be coming to them with the angel of death, and beautiful gardens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this will be the people of the right hand, and what a beautiful and honorable end they will have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those did not take heed, that they will be going to the fire of Jahannam. So make tasbih over the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain the closeness of Allah. Allah give us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما قال عبد لا إله إلا الله قط مخلصا إلا فتحت له أبواب السماء حتى يفضي إلى العرش ما اجتنب الكبائر رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ کوئی بندہ ایسا نہیں کہ لا إله إلا الله کہے اور اس کے لئے آسمانوں کے دروازے نہ کل جائے یہاں تک کہ یہ کلمہ سیدھا عرش تک پہنچتا ہے بشرطے کہ کبیرہ گناہ سے بچتا رہے. ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ نریت from نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, no slave recites لا الہ الا اللہ with sincerity except that the doors of the heavens open up for it until it reaches the عرش throne of Allah جل جلالہ, provided he abstains from major sins. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني,
دل میرا ہو جائے کہ جانے ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بغل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھ کر دیکھو کر دیکھ دل لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو گاہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أقرب إلي من حبل الوريد ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.